For Mayor John Tory, the decision is about dollars and cents and a pledge he made in 2014. It's been a lively and simmering squabble with the mayor and his supporters and the unions using competing ad campaigns to back their positions. The union ran ads with the slogan, "Kick to the curb," while the mayor was shown with the family as they put out the trash to highlight the cost savings of private collection. People on the west side of Toronto have had private collection since 1995. But before it could come to a vote in City Council, Mayor Tory backed down. He tabled a new motion to have the issue referred back to city officials for more study. His critics say he didn't have enough support and was trying to put on a brave front rather than have the issue be defeated publicly.
And so I just think in light of all of that, that the responsible thing to do, as opposed to having a situation where, quite frankly, there might not be a winner or loser no matter what the vote was on this, is to go back and get those facts and bring those facts back here, and it'll take the time it takes, and then we'll have the facts that a lot of people on all different perspectives on this issue said were missing.
So for now, trash collection on the east side remains in the hands of unionized workers, and the issue isn't likely to resurface before the next municipal election, which comes next year. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.